In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. During Lent, our sermons will be picking up themes from the Lord's Prayer. And today, in view of that reading from St. Matthew's Gospel, with Jesus in the desert being tempted, it might have seemed logical to focus on "Give us this day our daily bread." But to keep in step with the chapters in our Lent course booklet, I'm going to look at the first three phrases of the prayer: "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Hallowed is a funny word, isn't it? I wonder, can anyone tell me where else do we use a word that's sort of a bit like hallow? Halloween, that's right, it's sort of around the year. What's it in German? Halloween. Allerheiligen, yes, Allerheiligen. So, hallow has something to do with heilig, holy. We make God's name holy. We honour his name. And that is what we are asking to be given to be. Wisdom and the power to do in that prayer. We ask that we may honour God's name in all that we say and think and do. But let's have a look first of all at what the devil was doing, what he was offering to do for Jesus in the desert. He said to him, "You've been here 40 days. You must be starving and hungry. Look, why don't you turn these stones into bread?" Sounds a good idea, isn't it? Why not? What else you might like to turn these stones into? Any ideas? Maybe you don't want bread, you want chocolate, yes. What a loving father would do, to say, "You can have anything you like." Or is it the temptation of the devil?
Because our Father in heaven wants to give good things to his children, it tells us in Matthew chapter 7. But This is rather different. It is a temptation, after all. It's a good marketing, advertising ploy. Find out what people are hungry for and offer to give it them. Tell them they can have it at a price. And what lies down that road? Not just bread and chocolate and all the rest of it, but alcohol, tobacco, bombs and bullets, if you happen to be a dictator somewhere. If you want it, we can get it for you. And if you can't afford it, you can always pay later. But pay in the end, you certainly will, one way or another. Is that the action of a heavenly father? Or is it the temptation of the devil? To say, "I will give you everything you want," is not God's way. It is not a father's way. As Sister Wendy Beckett says in our Lent books, our Heavenly Father gives us what we need, but not in an earthly way, but in a heavenly way. And that can be difficult for us to understand. We don't like it when people say no, but it can be the loving thing to do. And to accept it, we need faith in God, our Father in heaven. And there's another thing. Our Father. This prayer is not about me, it's about us. Some Christians tend to talk about my God, or Jesus as my personal Saviour, which he is, of course, but it's a bit too focused on the individual person. And some of the life application approach is rather like that as well. It's about what has the Bible to say to me, whereas we should be talking about what is it saying for us. God is more than our own personal trainer or companion. And that seems to be at the base of the next temptation, when the devil took Jesus. Where did he take him? Who remembers?
The highest thing.
The very top, like going up on the very top of the minster, right? And says, jump off. And surely God attacks you, won't he? But is that what God is all about? Is he there just to run around after me?
He is our Father, the Father of all of us. Which is why, for instance, when we saw those terrible pictures of the earthquake in Japan, we feel affected, sorry, upset. Because he is their Father as well as our Father. And after our service today, we're having our stand-up environment reminder. We're having our soup lunch for Cecily's home. So all the money we make is going to...
For education for children in Zambia.
For education and children in Zambia, thank you. Yeah. Children who actually have no Father on earth. God is their only Father, their Father in heaven. We don't know those children, but God is their Father and our Father. And so it feels right to be helping them today. And I've got somewhere here, yes, a leaflet came through the post the other day, and it says, Aktionswoche der Stadt Bern gegen Rassismus, starting tomorrow. I wonder what that's got to do with the Lord's Prayer. Can anyone tell me?
Or is it just somebody else with another idea? Your will be done.
Your will be done. But also, if he's our Father, surely, he is also the Father of people who are different from us, from a different culture, a different country, and so on. And so, yes, to be opposed to racism is a response to God, who is our Father. It also means he is the Father of people who are different from us for other reasons. Perhaps people who are disabled, who have physical and mental disabilities, people who disturb us, frighten us, and we feel threatened by them. Our response might be, go away, we don't want to know, you're disturbing us. But God is their Father and our Father. How do we show that in the way we treat people who disturb us and threaten us as individuals, as a church? How do we honour God's name in the way we react, we treat our fellow human beings who are his children as we are too?